With Ross Reynolds, I'm Marcy Silman. Seattle high school teacher and education activist Jesse Hagopian didn't win the Seattle Teachers Union presidency this week, but he almost did. And Hagopian's group, Social Equity Equality Educators, remains a strong contingent within the union. Members are fighting for what they call progressive education reform. So how does that translate to what goes on in the classroom? Jesse Hagopian's on the line to tell us. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on.
Thanks for taking time. You just barely lost the presidency of the teachers union to incumbent Jonathan Knapp, 45 votes between you. So what will your group, Social Equality Educators, hold the union accountable to do?
Well, we're stronger than ever, and, you know, we swept the high school board seats, and I think the Social Equality Educators are going to move forward to strengthen our union, to make it a member-driven union, and there's never been more support for our platform of respect. And we have three things that we're going to push for: the contract that educators deserve, the schools that our children deserve, and the city our families deserve. And we think those are interlocking pieces of a whole that we can inspire more teachers, parents, and students and community leaders to collaborate together on. And that's really what we want to push our union to do, is reach out to the community and build alliances for programs like teaching, not testing, right? We've seen an explosion of standardized testing in the schools, and last year the Social Equality Educators were instrumental in helping to spread the MAP test boycott that eventually won, and at the high school level, getting that test out of our schools. And I think the lessons we learned from that are ones that we want to apply and continue with, which is that when we got the unanimous vote of the PTA, of the student body government, the support of the NAACP, and parents across America, and all these groups came together, we were very strong, and we were able to set the agenda and finally allow educators' voice to guide policy. It seems all too often that teachers are the last ones consulted in the education reform debate, and too often it's billionaires are the ones that are setting the agenda for our schools when their kids rarely attend public schools.
So, Jesse, that was a lot that you just spit out there, Jesse Hagopian. So how, it seems like the big difference between having your voices heard, the other difference that you see from what's happening in the union now and what you'd like to see is more engagement with the community at large. Am I hearing that correctly?
Absolutely. I think where you've seen in cities across the country where educators have achieved the contract that respects them and they've dramatically improved public education for the students, it's because there's been an alliance with the union and the community standing strong against what I think is a really pernicious corporate education reform movement. And we saw it in Portland recently, where students led walkouts and parents rallied for the teachers during their contract negotiation, because the teachers were demanding lower class size, something that I think all of us can unite on. And they were demanding lessening of standardized testing, this rote narrow memorization, and refusing to be reduced to a test score, or that the intellectual process of teaching and learning cannot be defined by that single number. And they raised that, they brought their concerns to parents, and they built strong alliances, and we're going to build on that. And I think one of the biggest areas I want to push the union in the next year, given I think the huge amount of support our slate received, we'll be able to push for restorative justice in our schools. You probably have heard that the Seattle Public Schools are under federal investigation for having suspension rates five times as high for African American students, and that's a real shame, and it's detrimental to all of our students. And here at Garfield High School, we're piloting a restorative justice model of discipline where you bring the aggrieved parties together to discuss the problem and solve the problem, rather than just exclude a student,
right,
which can lead to them not graduating.
I have very little time, Jesse. Just specifically for classroom education itself, what is one change, specific change, you'd like to see in the classrooms tomorrow?
Well, I'd like to move towards problem-based learning. I think that if we can get these tests out and reclaim our classrooms, we can put the issues that our children are facing at the center of our classroom, and we can bring them together in dialogue around how to solve problems we face in our community, and we can integrate the subjects together. We can have math, reading, history, science integrated in courses that are about solving problems. Like, let's take a look at the coal train that's being proposed to come through Seattle and have a course that looks at the coal train environmentally through science class, historically through the excavation of coal fueling the Industrial Revolution, mathematically look at literature that deals with the Industrial Revolution and,
right.
and our climate. And I think, you know, having a problem-based approach will help empower our students. We'll see better graduation rates, and we'll see learning being redefined not just as a test score, but as solving real-life problems.
Jesse Hagopian, Seattle high school teacher and activist, and his vision for the Seattle Public Schools. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks so much.
It's a record on KUOW.